Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Blue Zone Secrets for Living Longer by Dan Buettner explores what modern readers can learn from communities where people routinely live long, vibrant lives. Building on the well-known Blue Zone's research, the book looks at places such as Okinawa, Sardinia, Nicoya, Ikaria, and Loma Linda, and highlights the everyday patterns that support longevity. Rather than focusing on extreme diets, expensive supplements, or complicated biohacks, Buettner emphasizes practical routines shaped by culture, environment, and social norms. The book connects lifestyle choices to broader systems like neighborhoods, food access, family structures, faith communities, and daily movement. Readers are guided to think beyond willpower and toward redesigning their surroundings so the healthy choice becomes the easy choice. With a mix of storytelling, field observations, and actionable takeaways, the book aims to help individuals and families build habits that can improve health span as well as lifespan. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the blue zones and the idea of health span. A central topic is what makes blue zones different and why longevity there is not mainly about medical interventions. The book frames longevity as a product of health span, the number of years lived with energy, mobility, and purpose, rather than just the total years alive. It highlights how Buettner and collaborators identified regions with unusually high concentrations of centenarians and then looked for shared lifestyle patterns. Instead of treating long life as a genetic lottery, the Blue Zones concept argues that behaviors, social expectations, and built environments stack the odds in favor of better outcomes. The book also clarifies that these communities are not perfect, but they tend to avoid the chronic disease patterns common in industrialized settings. That contrast helps readers see how modern defaults, like sedentary work, ultra-processed foods, and social isolation, can quietly shorten health span. The practical implication is that improvement does not require copying one culture completely. It requires extracting the common denominators and applying them in ways that fit local life. By putting the spotlight on health span, the book encourages readers to pursue changes that feel sustainable and life-enhancing, not punishing or temporary. Secondly, move naturally through daily life rather than exercising harder. Another major lesson is that the healthiest long-lived populations typically do not rely on intense gym routines. Instead, movement is woven into the day through walking, gardening, manual tasks, and a lifestyle that avoids long periods of sitting. The book emphasizes that frequent low to moderate movement can add up to major benefits for cardiovascular health, metabolic function, and joint mobility. It shifts the mindset from trying to fit workouts into an overbooked schedule to redesigning routines so movement happens automatically. Examples often associated with blue zones include walking to visit neighbors, working in small gardens, doing household tasks by hand, and living in places where errands are not always car dependent. The broader point is environmental design. Stairs, walkable routes, and simple tools that encourage standing and carrying can help. The book also implies that movement is easier to sustain when it has a purpose, such as tending plants, cooking, or social visits, rather than being purely performative. For readers, the takeaway is to build a life where the baseline involves more steps, more standing, and more light activity. This approach can feel more realistic than ambitious fitness goals and may be more protective across decades. Thirdly, eat mostly plants with simple rules that curb overeating. Nutrition in the Blue Zones model is presented as straightforward, plant-forward, and consistent rather than trendy. The book commonly highlights patterns like beans and legumes as staples, a strong emphasis on vegetables, moderate portions, and minimal reliance on highly processed foods. Instead of framing diet as restriction, it is depicted as a culturally normal way of eating that is satisfying and social. A recurring insight is that what people eat matters, but how they eat also matters. Meals are often slower, shared, and structured, with fewer opportunities for constant snacking. Many Blue Zones traditions include small signals that prevent overeating, such as stopping when comfortably full, eating earlier in the day, or treating meat as a side rather than the main event. The book encourages readers to look at defaults in the home, what foods are visible, what is stocked, how large plates are, and how often meals are eaten away from home. These details can quietly control calorie intake and food quality without requiring constant self-control. The main benefit for readers is a sustainable nutrition pattern that supports stable energy, healthy weight, and reduced chronic disease risk while still feeling enjoyable and culturally adaptable. Fourthly, purpose, stress relief, and daily rituals that protect the body, the book underscores that longevity is not just physical. Many long-lived communities share a sense of purpose and incorporate regular practices that reduce stress. Purpose may come from family roles, community contribution, faith, or work that feels meaningful, and it can motivate healthier behaviors over time. stress management is presented less as a modern productivity hack and more as a rhythm of life. Blue Zone's cultures often have routines that help them downshift daily, such as prayer, naps, quiet reflection, social time, or unhurried meals. The argument is that chronic stress fuels inflammation and unhealthy coping behaviors, while predictable calming rituals help keep the body in balance. This topic also reframes mental health as a community-supported outcome. People who feel needed, connected, and grounded are more likely to stay active, eat well, and maintain resilience during hardship. For readers, the actionable lesson is to identify simple, repeatable rituals that create recovery, not just more stimulation. The book nudges readers to schedule decompression as deliberately as meetings and to pursue purpose not as a grand life mission, but as a daily reason to get up and engage. These practices can improve mood, sleep, and long-term health. Lastly, social connection and environment design make healthy living easier. One of the most distinctive Blue Zone's messages is that environment and relationships shape health outcomes more reliably than isolated bursts of motivation. The book highlights how strong social networks, family closeness, and community involvement can encourage better habits and buffer against loneliness. In many long-lived regions, older adults remain integrated into daily life rather than separated, which can reinforce movement, purpose, and emotional well-being. The book also emphasizes the power of belonging, including participation in faith communities or other groups that provide regular contact, shared values, and support. Beyond relationships, it argues that the built environment and home setup are powerful levers. If the neighborhood is walkable, if healthy foods are the easiest options, and if friends normalize good habits, then longevity behaviors happen with less friction. The reader-facing application is to build a personal ecosystem. That might mean curating friendships around shared healthy activities, eating more meals at home, arranging kitchens to make wholesome choices convenient, and choosing routes and routines that prompt walking. This topic positions longevity as a systems problem with systems solutions. By changing defaults, people can sustain healthy behaviors for decades, which is the time frame that truly matters for longer, better living. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want practical, lifestyle-based ways to improve longevity without chasing fads. It fits health-curious beginners, busy professionals who need simple defaults, and families who want a household approach rather than a solo diet plan. It also suits readers interested in public health and behavior change, because it shows how culture and environment quietly drive outcomes. The main benefit is a shift from short-term fixes to long-term systems. By focusing on natural movement, plant-heavy eating, social connection, stress downshifting, and purpose, readers can make changes that support energy, mood, and resilience, not just lab numbers. Those improvements accumulate into a longer health span, which is often the real goal. Compared with similar longevity books that center on supplements, strict protocols, or cutting-edge testing, this one stands out for being grounded in real-world communities and everyday routines. It encourages designing surroundings so healthy choices become automatic, which can be more effective than relying on willpower. If you want a framework you can actually live with and a set of principles that scale from individual habits to family and community decisions, this book is worth buying and revisiting. If you would like to support Dan Buettner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.